She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha. And mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101 coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. Well, a lot of you must have heard on the news that Toyota is going to go with hydrogen cars. Hydrogen. I don't think that's a good idea because, number one, all the race organizations do not allow hydrogen because highly explosive. And the cars do get into wreck, and they don't want it exploding and killing the driver. Okay, the same with electric. High voltage, they don't want their car getting into an accident and shorting out and killing the drivers. Well, I think Formula One is trying to experiment with electric cars. I don't think it's going to work out. They're looking at dangerous situation, aside from EMF being highly cancerous. The other subject is potholes. We've been hearing so many calls coming in now where people are exploding the tires. And the way it happens, folks, you got to pay attention to your car now. The car starts to wobble, or the steering wheel starts to wobble, you know, left and right, about one or two inches. If it's doing that, check your tires. There's more than likely a lump forming on the tire. And my son Todd calls it a pregnant tire. Okay? So, if you have that problem, folks, please change the tire. There was two incidents this past week on the H1 and H2 freeway. One of them was a guy, and it was his rear tire. It exploded on the freeway, and it just wobbled the car, and he pulled over and stopped. The other one was a lady. It was her front tire that exploded, and it's a good thing she wasn't speeding, but the car went all over the place. Scared the living daylights out of her. And yes, she said she felt that wobble, but she thought it was the bad roads. So she was getting just upset with the mayor that he's not fixing the road. Well, she has a right, because it is the potholes that's causing the damages to the cars. Now, a lot of people in the auto industry are saying, please don't say anything, because it's good for business. They love the mayor for leaving the roads like that, because he generates business for them. No, that's not the way. It's wrong already. Well, because of the rail, they're scrounging money from here, there, and all over the place, and causing problems. This is not right. If you see a pothole, do your job and call it in. And what really throws me off is when I called in this one pothole, they said that they would get it done. They did. But they went over 6 other potholes to get to that one. They never fixed the other 6. They just went over it.
Well, maybe everybody Everybody has to, like, keep calling in about every single pothole.
Yeah, that's what people need to do, but people are lazy. They would rather spend $100 and $200 per tire to replace a tire. Now, a lot of you have tried to claim it with the city and got nowhere. That is true. If you're going to try to claim it, it'd be really hard to claim it because the city is trying to save money for the rail. Everything is geared for the rail. And if that rail continues, folks, it's going to go down the middle of Dillingham, and they're going to shut down all of Dillingham. There's a lot of homes on Dillingham. How are the people going to drive their car home or drive out? They won't be able to, because they have to dig holes to drop the power line into the ground. But anyway, there's a lot of issues coming up with the rail. And the only issue I have with them is the concrete pillars. They're cracking. And they're not supposed to be cracking. So, my guess is it's the wrong concrete. But who cares, right? Anyway, say something about the potholes, please. We have to help each other, okay? And the other thing is, write email or whatever to your representatives and your council members about getting rid of safety check. Okay? If, and it's the biggest American word, if it was done right, it was enforced, then no big deal. But think about it now. Think about it. If one of those cars that passed safety check and was dangerously unsafe, and the brakes failed and killed your family, would you just back off and say, oh well, just hard luck? You're going to go get an attorney like Michael Green or that other three guys that come out on TV. And you're going to sue the pants off the city. The politicians don't care because they're not going to be paying for it. It's tax dollars going to pay for it. It's really messed up. Most of all the money in the world will never bring your family back. They're gone. And I'm saying this because my son Todd comes across so many cars that are unsafe, and they just got a safety check. Really? It's not right. We saw a Corvette in Kauai that was just safety checked, and right around the outside and inside of the tire, there's a crack. A huge crack right around on the tires. The tire was going to explode. It passed safety check. Amazing. There was another one that my son saw. A Mercedes. Just passed safety check 2 months ago. The owner had tie wire holding the steering linkage together. It is scary, folks. Do it right or don't do it. The way Oregon does it, or if you want to call in, you can call in 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? Now, the way Oregon does it, and this is brought back from Mario Yano, who visited Oregon, and he asked about their safety system. They have no safety check. Over 40 states don't have safety check. Why should we? Anyway, he asked Oregon, So if you don't have safety check, how? What's the regulation, whatever that is? And the highway patrolman said, well, in Oregon, it's the car owner's responsibility. If a policeman sees you driving down the road with bald tires, he pulls you over, and he has a choice whether it's really unsafe, if it's casing sticking out and all that, he can impound your car, and it's $1,000 fine. $1,000 fine. Okay? Or, if he thinks, well, it's not that bad, and he tags you, that tag is $400 fine. It's between $400 and $1,000. It's the car owner's responsibility. Okay? If you're driving down the road and your bumper's hanging, that's a $400 fine. Okay, so the people in Oregon, when they bring their cars into service, they pay a little extra or have the mechanic or whoever servicing the car to please check it out. And they do. Okay? Now that, I think, is a better deal. Because on the safety check thing, folks, and you people who got ripped off know, there's a lot of safety check stations that tell you, you have to do this, you have to do that. They bring up their own hustle. We call it the hustle. They say, oh, all of your struts need to be replaced. Now, I'm not going to say what dealer, what shop. But this customer, several customers were told this. And my son Todd checked it out. It was not necessary to change the strut. He checked it out. It was still good. They wanted to charge these people $3,000. $3,000, folks. So, we find that the safety check system is helping the shops hustle up phony repairs. So, that's not good. And they especially hit women, because the women don't know. Okay? Anyway, it's up to you. Either stop all this BSing now, or just keep on getting ripped off. Okay, who do we have on the line?
We have Bruce from Ever Beach.
Hi, Bruce.
Hey, George, how you doing?
Okay.
Hey, George, can you help me out here in the difference between corn ethanol, which is the big debate right there in Iowa, where the governor doesn't want Ted Cruz up there as, getting a nomination there because he voted against the corn ethanol. And from my understanding, the corn ethanol, how it was produced and being subsidized by the taxpayer, which is the government. That's the reason why Ted Cruz voted against it. And he was talking about the productivity. The productivity between corn ethanol and cane ethanol, which you would be producing here in Hawaii, is there a productive... what's the productive process in the cost?
Very good question. Very, very good question. Okay, the corn ethanol, the only reason they're doing corn in the USA is because the government wants corn so they can give the grain to other countries.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's about. Okay, the other countries don't want sugar cane.
No.
They want corn. Okay, and the difference, I prefer sugar cane. I've tested all of the ethanol from corn, Brazil sugar cane, and Hawaiian sugar cane.
Yes.
Okay? In the lab, all three test exactly the same. Exactly the same. Okay? But when you put it in an engine, run it on an engine, The corn makes the least amount of power and performance. The Brazil sugarcane is almost double the corn. But the Hawaiian sugarcane even better than the Brazil. Okay? Now, the example I give people is this. The chemist tests the wine in the lab. They say wine's all the same. Uh-uh. You give it to the people to drink, they say, no, I like this one better. See? The same with the engines. The engines love Hawaiian ethanol. It's all about which one performs the best. And as far as in the USA, it's all about money. That's why in USA, there's no such thing as E100. Okay? The oil companies want to control that, and that's why they have it made out where you cannot sell E100. It has to be E85. 85% ethanol, 15% gasoline. Gasoline, now, that's the first word, the first time they made that ruling. Now, the oil companies found that, uh-oh, that's not good. Let's change the wording from gasoline to petroleum. Well, being petroleum, what means petroleum? It can mean motor oil, diesel, anything. So what they put in is diesel, because diesel kills the life out of the ethanol.
Oh, they put diesel in the gasoline?
In the ethanol.
They do?
Yes.
Oh.
That's why the people...
Corn ethanol.
That's why the people who use the corn ethanol in America, they don't like it because they said it's not good. Yeah, because a gasoline car can't run on ethanol, and can't run on diesel. See, so it kills it. Now, if, and it's a big American word, if America let the ethanol companies make E100, 100% proof, then the people will see the real benefit of ethanol. See? It's all about the money.
Right.
Now, oil companies all don't want to get that same scenario that they got in Brazil. Brazil is 99% ethanol. Oil companies out of there.
Right.
And they don't want that to happen throughout the world. Then they'd be out of business, right?
Yes.
It's all about money.
I know that, yeah. I just don't believe that. I know that, yeah. Because I've been listening to you, and of course, you know, when I hear the other politicians or, you know, people in oil or productivity, you know, why would they tell you what you need to know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got to keep you ignorant of,
yep,
of the facts in order to keep their product.
That's right.
Going there.
Yeah, that's so, about money.
George, I've been listening to you, and I try not to interrupt you when you were saying that, and you did answer some of my questions, but the other part of the question was, when I said productivity, how do they harvest it? You know, because there's a big stink about, because it takes so many gallons of water to produce ethanol and so forth, and isn't that some of the other quirks here in Hawaii? Why they use that? And says, "Oh, because you know we're our precious water here." How they go about harvesting, and what is keeping you from, or how's your project here getting cane?
Okay, good question. Very good question. Let me explain this. Mm-hmm. Okay. I have a very, very intelligent ag guy in Maui. He's very, very intelligent. And he's done so many tests. And we had planned to use the ocean water, like they do in Kona, and sell to Japan.
Oh, George, let me say this too. Like we did, I'm a retired Navy. Like we make our own water out of sea.
Yeah.
Distilled.
Yeah.
And we've been drinking the distilled water.
That's the best water.
It evaporated with our evaps. And many times before we even get to our destination, the boilers would get the water before we can get a shower, and because it's precious. So why can't we make the same thing?
No, we don't have to desalinate the water. 3,000 feet deep, there's fresh water. And I learned this from the Waikiki Aquarium.
Mm.
The guys there told me, hey, didn't you know salt floats?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
He said, that's how Kona is doing it.
Mm-hmm.
They're down way deep,
mm-hmm.
and they're pumping out fresh water.
Mm-hmm.
And they have enzymes in that water that is very healing, is good,
mm-hmm.
and it makes the plants grow bigger and faster.
All natural.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Natural. And who can complain about that?
Those who don't want the cane ethanol here.
Yeah, I know.
If you can get to the gold.
Yeah, but see, the whole thing is this. You know how everybody says, don't use water, save the water.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we turned around and used the water from the deep ocean,
mm-hmm.
you use all the water you want.
Right.
No problem.
Mm-hmm. We turn the salt water to fresh water.
Yeah.
For our evaporators.
Yeah.
Aboard the ship.
Why not?
Mm-hmm. And we start doing that even now just to turn it into drinking water, we won't turn into like Flint, Michigan.
That's right. You're right.
So, do we have any someone in your background? Just like you said, you got that one. What's that? The scientist or whatever. Do you have anybody else?
I have.
Can you back up to get these things going? You know, to turn.
I have.
Salt, you know, okay. Mm-hmm.
I got everything ready to go.
What's the holdup?
Money.
Money, capital, huh?
Yeah, investors. They hear so much negativity
mm-hmm.
about ethanol, they get scared, they don't want to get into it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But if they only look at Brazil,
mm-hmm.
Brazil in 1955 went to ethanol.
Mm-hmm.
And Brazil back then was third world.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't that no more.
Right. No.
See, so that's a good example for Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. When I was over there in United Arab Emirates and so forth, They're running their plants right off of the salt, all that desert off of salt water, making it fresh water.
Mm-hmm.
And even Israel's doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And for water.
Make use of the water.
Mm-hmm. Make use of the salt water, and they got rigs and so forth from scientists and from professors that go around and go to different countries, and they got ways in which they got those little hoses and so forth, and how to make drips and water.
Yep.
So the thing about getting cane ethanol over here, and people wouldn't be walking off their jobs over there in the last that Maui.
That's right.
If we turn that cane, because you don't, we can turn that sugar, which the sugar ends up, it's not really good, healthy for, well, at least for me, I can't speak for everybody else, but if you go ahead and harvest the cane and turn it into, octane, right?
Yep.
And people would have jobs?
That's right. No brainer.
So the capital and I suppose what lobbyists or someone other companies that don't, say for instance like oil, that's like a gold mine wouldn't want a silver mine in their midst because that would take their profit away. So
mm-hmm.
So how can we get on our own? Because you know, be independent.
Well,
you got things in motion. I've been listening to you, but it's the capital and what else is?
That's all we need. We got everything ready to run.
What about regulations? Is regulations also a stuff?
No problem. No problem. We got all that handled.
Are we going to see anything here soon? Or what are the capital? Because I'm a poor person right now.
Let me give an example.
Uh-huh.
We have this plane ready to fly.
Uh-huh.
All built, ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
All we need is the fuel.
Mm-hmm.
And the fuel is that investment, that person who had the money.
Mm-hmm.
You put the fuel in, we're off and flying.
Okay. Yeah.
That's all we need.
It's one person. We need a billionaire. What about, say for instance, like I'm living off the hand to mouth. What about if you end up, say for instance, can you buy like stock or something, you know? And people make.
Well, that's what a lot of these investors were looking at. But we're trying to get to Larry Allison, the owner of Lanai.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he can do it.
Yeah,
He can do it in a heartbeat.
Right.
And this would work a million times better than Island Air.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So.
So you. That's the capital, Larry Ellison. Ellison.
The other one that is in favor of ethanol is Donald Trump. He can do it.
Yeah, especially up there in Iowa.
Yep.
But he's doing that also in my aspect. I just got to talk to one of my cousins. He's doing that because of political reasons.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's ready to, he doesn't care.
Change from corn to sugarcane.
He's a business person, and one day he'll be for ethanol, not next day he won't. But it depends on how it's swayed to get it, get it over here. I think I'm hoping and praying that you go ahead and get it. If something like me, if I could find a couple of dollars, something like that, if there was a stock or something, you can buy into it.
Give me a call.
And so forth, you know.
Yeah, give me a call.
Okay.
Okay.
847.
I think I got your number. One down at your office down
there.
Okay. Yeah, just a second. I'll write it back down. 847.
847-5554.
Okay, George, thanks. I'll let you get to the next caller.
Okay, we'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
She's real fine, my 409.
Okay.
She's real fine, my...
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob, rolling around Disneyland this week as I came here for my annual musician convention and, enjoying driving 75 miles an hour on the roads.
Speeding.
Oh, no, I tell you, it's L.A. area. If you don't drive 75, you're getting run over. It's amazing.
How's driving in L.A.?
You got to be fast. You get on the freeway, you got to go. don't hesitate.
Well, that leaves the seniors home.
I know. You know, Hawaii people stop on a ramp that would not go here.
Yeah.
They have traffic lights on the ramp so that it spaces the cars.
Yeah.
Out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that. Like red light, green light, red light, green
right.
light.
Yeah, and when you get the green light, you just stomp it. It's like being in a drag race. And that's the funny thing. You just got to be brave. You know, you just drive on the ramp, and you just get in traffic.
And but no potholes.
You're in, but they won't give you, like, a lot of space. But, you know, anyway, that's kind of fun, but different. But, yeah, everything's good over here. It's California.
Mm.
The roads are nice.
Nicer than Hawaii?
Oh, yeah. We've got the worst roads in the country.
They don't have potholes over here that I've seen run over. The other interesting thing I saw was, you know, during the traffic, they have that toll express lane, and it's based on the time of day.
Mm.
The traffic was backed up, and to get on there was $6.70.
Wow. And why not just round it off to $7?
Right, yeah, and then like, when it's off-peak, it's like 50 cents.
Hmm.
So, just a thought, you know, people
yep.
pay money to drive through traffic faster.
Yep.
But anyway, as always, I'm going to get out of your way. As always, take care of your car, it'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Aloha, Bob. Okay, who's next?
We have Robert from Waiholi.
Hey, Robert. Hello. Robert.
Hello, sir.
Hi.
You are a wealth of knowledge. You know that. How long have you been on this station?
I don't know.
I remember you were on another station at one time for quite a while.
Yeah, I've been on here about 6 months.
Okay, well, I haven't listened to this time slot for some reason. But like I said, you're a wealth of knowledge. You know, I'm a farmer, and I grew, you know, I grow sweet corn once in a while sometimes. And it's a fast crop, you know, 90 days, it's gone, and you can plant again. Over here, you can get 3 or 4 crops a year, you know, but they, and then you got to process it. You know, my thing, you talking about the sugar cane, is it easier to turn it into ethanol than corn?
Yes.
But then, you know, okay. So, you know, me, you see, I'm a farmer, and I know what corn does for the economy and everything. You can just make anything out of corn, and
mm-hmm.
you can feed just about any animal with corn, right?
Mm-hmm.
So sugar cane is only, like, a one-dimensional food-wise. You know, you can make sugar out of it, right?
Right.
All right. So corn, to me, is kind of a waste because you got to use quite a bit of nitrogen fertilizer to make it grow and a little bit of phosphate and stuff like that, potassium, you know. But the sugar cane takes way longer, you know, almost 2 years, even the hybrid one, yeah?
No, it's, in the initial growing, it's about year and a half.
18 months or 20 months or something like that.
But we don't dig it out of the ground. When we harvest, we cut it like grass.
Oh, coming back.
So, yeah, don't have to replant.
Oh, okay, yeah, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the stuff that lays down will regrow, you know, because I know cane lays down on itself and everything.
Yeah, right? No. We cut it like grass, and then it grows right back.
Right back. Well, then that's a little bit better because you don't got to recolorate and all the other things, you know, waste energy there, too. So, in reality, do you think that cane ethanol is better than corn ethanol?
I've tested all of them.
And you think cane is the best?
Oh, makes way more horsepower.
Okay, so then in Iowa, to me, either it's a scam or whatever, because they should just keep on growing corn for human consumption.
Mm-hmm. No, you see, a lot of it, that, and people don't know, they don't realize it, but a lot of the corn is shipped out of the country. They give it to other countries that don't like us.
For human consumption or feed?
Human consumption.
Yeah, they make stuff.
That's wrong.
Like meal and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's wrong. The other countries wouldn't give it to us.
Yeah, you know, I don't believe in too much export until we make, you know, we satisfy our demand.
That's right.
You know, anything else than that is stupid.
That's right.
It's scamming.
You hit it right on the nail.
Yeah, it's like scamming on us. You know what I mean? Yeah, just add, you know, Megametropa, you know. Mega business is, you know, is not for the people of America. There's just no doubt about that. You know,
mm-hmm.
we're not using our land properly. There's bad practices. We've got all kinds of...
Take care of America.
Man, welcome to America. Yeah, really, that's a real... You know, my main thing, you know, before you got onto the ethanol and all that stuff was, and the corn, was you were talking about the concrete. What is wrong with that concrete that they're using for the rail?
It is sidewalk concrete.
Hey,
that's cheap stuff.
On, you mean.
It's gonna crack.
Yeah, that's just walking on concrete. Yeah, and Who scammed that? Who's making the money off of the cheap concrete?
The guy in the head of the rail.
Aye, man. Can you ever be prosecution?
Somebody got to go look at it and make a report on it.
We need expert opinions and about a couple, like two or three of them.
All they got to do is take a sample of it.
Yeah, and smack it a couple times with a sledgehammer.
Yep. No, they have a tester to test it.
Yeah, but I mean, you give me the hammer, I tell you, I'm a wham, and if it cracks, well, this stuff ain't good enough for, big.
That's right. They got to do something.
Oh, man.
I don't want to see people getting killed from it.
Can we sue them now before they go any further?
Yeah, somebody got to say something, but nobody's saying anything.
Maybe we just make a nickel. Everybody give a nickel every time you ride on that stupid freeway we have up there when you're stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
At a certain time of day, you know what I mean? Every time you get enough PO'd, a nickel or a dime or a quarter, you can get some good lawyers with a little bit at a time, you know what I mean? Because that's what it takes, is good lawyers, yeah?
Yep.
Man, I tell you, man, we just stay here.
It's really sickening.
Okay.
Well, thanks for the call.
Yeah, okay.
We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy has no idea why he was flying high. Because he chose to drink and drive, now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins lives, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita, I want you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And who do we have on the line?
We have Bruce from Kalihi.
Hey, Bruce.
Hey, George, how you doing?
Okay.
Hey, I just wanted to add my 2 cents more on the ethanol issue. I read that the scientists have proven that ethanol made from woody fibrous plants is better quality and has more energy and power, and that woody fibrous plants are sugarcane.
Mm-hmm.
And I just met a couple last week that I knew from a long time ago. They left Hawaii in 1980 and they went to Brazil. They lived there. They just came back recently. So I asked my friend's wife, I heard Brazil, you folks use ethanol. She said, yeah. I said, oh, you know, like I said, they lived there since 1980 and they just came back and they've been using ethanol all this time. I said, is it good? She said, yeah. Any problems? No, no problems. Nothing wrong with it. It's good.
I say, that's what I say. But yeah, I use it.
That's one more proof from the people that lived there from since 1980.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, so we need to get this project going on grow sugarcane for ethanol, and it's going to be good for the economy.
I've been trying. 5 years ago, I talked to Chris Benjamin from ANB about ethanol, and no, he's against it.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes it's because of politics and, you know, Standard Oil and the former Tesoro, they have the legislators in their back pocket.
You would think the oil companies would diversify and go with ethanol too.
That's right, yeah.
So you get two sides.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, anyway, talk to you later. You take care.
Thanks, Bruce. You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay. Who's next?
We have Kimo from Nuano.
Hi, Kimo.
Hey, George.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, back in the day, manual transmissions always got better gas mileage than automatics. But currently, I'm looking at like Toyota 6-speeds, and they get worse gas mileage than automatics. How can that be? I was told it was a gear ratio. But
that all depends on the driver. Because you can have a driver who is good at the manual transmission and can save a bunch of gas. Because instead of going through all the gears, you go from first, third, fourth, sixth. You eliminate the in-between.
Okay, today you have 6 speeds, but back then you only had 4 speeds.
Yeah, back in the old days, we went from first, third, fourth.
Oh.
We never use second.
Okay. Oh. Yeah, but now with 6 speeds, the EPA on these, you know...
You can do the same thing with a 6-speed.
How can a V6 get like, I can get better gas mileage out of a V8 than a standard 6-speed?
It depends.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, and just to give you an update on the HHO hydrogen, my coworker doubled his gas mileage, as long as you're not stuck in traffic.
Traffic is not gas mileage. It's on the open road.
That's right. Yeah, and Hawaii, but he avoids traffic at all times, and he actually doubled his gas mileage.
Yeah, that's believable.
Yeah.
But like I said, it's a safety issue with NHRA, IHRA, and NASCAR.
NHRA, dude, this is street driving. Just
yes.
The reason
NHRA, IHRA, and the racing organization do not sanction that is because of safety.
That's racing, George.
It's safety.
On the street
is even worse. The drivers on the street is even worse than on the racetrack. And you don't want to get into an accident and explode.
No, it's not going to explode. It's perfectly safe.
Well, that's what you believe, and this is what I'm telling you. NHRA is telling me.
Yeah, but he did it, and I give him a lot of credit, and he kept pushing it, and he actually did it. So that's pretty good.
Well,
on water, double your gas mileage on water.
Oh, that's lucky for him.
Yeah, and Amazon went from like three parts to two pages, and eBay is flooded right now. Everybody, it's catching on.
Well, it's a safety issue, and that's what I travel on, safety.
Yeah, it's...
Money is nothing. All the money in the world, my friend, cannot buy you a life.
Yeah, but, I mean, taking water and doubling your gas mileage on water... It's
would you drive a car with nitromethane under the car?
Well, that's what he was saying. It's the same thing driving on the track.
No, it's not. It's not.
And it's not water. It's.
I'm a safety official in Maui for NHRA, and we look at all the issues that come up. And electric and hydrogen was the issues that came up. Yes, it runs faster than gasoline, but the issue is safety because lives is more valuable.
Yeah, and I've actually seen electric motors go on the track that are so super fast.
It's faster than hydrogen.
No, I mean it'll blow away a combustion engine.
Yes,
so
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done tests on that.
So
the Tesla.
Well, he's still working on it, George, and I give credit.
The electric car lets off EMF. If you want to know what EMF is, you give Dr. Terry Shintani a call, and he'll educate you on EMF.
Okay, George, I'm just calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Research? All right, George.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
Okay, we have Bruce from Kalihi again.
Hey, Bruce.
Hey, George, just... because of your last caller, a little bit irate about his what he's talking about. He doesn't have all the proper information. I did some research on hydrogen and, you know, particularly hydrogen fuel for cars and the potential. But the problem with hydrogen is highly explosive. It only takes 1/10 the amount of heat or energy to touch it off. And if it does, it's highly explosive. It's very dangerous and unstable. And because hydrogen is super cold, it's like if it spills on you, you're going to get severe burns. It's odorless, colorless. You can't see it. It's invisible. So if it leaks, it's not toxic, but what it does is it asphyxiates you. It takes away the oxygen, so you cannot breathe. If you get enough, you're gonna suffocate to death. So if it starts to leak in your car and you're driving,
you wouldn't know.
You would pass out and get into an accident probably, and you might die either from the accident or pass out and die from asphyxiation and suffocate to death. Now, if you get into an accident, there's a probability of the hydrogen leaking, you know, from the lines.
It's exploding.
And it's going to explode pretty much guaranteed because it's highly explosive. Like I said, it only takes 1/10 the amount of energy as compared to gasoline to touch it off.
Yeah.
And it's very flammable, highly exposed, and very unstable. And as it is today, there's no regulation on it. They're not really looking into it, the car manufacturer, but you just said earlier that Toyota is looking into it. The safety factors and everything to overcome this to make it safe is really cost prohibitive. So they're really not doing it. I don't know why Toyota is doing this. this is not a safe fuel.
No.
Very dangerous.
NHRA is highly
if
effective.
It was so good, what the airlines, the shipping, the military would all be using it. They're not using it.
Mm-hmm.
It's really bad. It's really unsafe, dangerous. Anyway, I just wanted to say this. You know, people, okay. You can go look on the internet and go do research on hydrogen. It's not a good fuel at this point in time, at least.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, George. Yeah.
Thanks, Ruth.
My 2 cents. All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay,
we got to go to our last break. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Hawaii is a very special place to live. But our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367. Or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who do we have?
We got Dot 3 Dean on the line.
Hey, Dean.
Hey.
You're late today.
Yes, I know. Just a little higher. Just wanted to let you know, Shelly is still a good best guest.
Oh, yes.
Better news.
The best.
Remember the 3 gallons ethanol that added to the gasoline? I had 26.6 miles to the gallon.
Wow.
Last night, I started telling you last night.
Without ethanol, what do you get?
18 or less.
Wow.
18 or less. So, yes, you're right. So, it is about 10 miles per gallon more. Just the 3 gallons ethanol.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
And the Shell gas is the best right now. I just tested it.
Mm-hmm. Still gas.
Yep.
Yep.
Wow, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you do some testing on the other brands and let me know?
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Thanks, Dean.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Okay. Yeah, we got to give Dean some credit there because, you know, he goes out on his own and tests his gasoline for us so we know, you know, what to buy. And the gas station in Pa'o Valley, the Shell at McCully and Baratania and Kahala Shell are the best. The best. Okay? So, anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 724-1080. Okay.
You know that lady who had her tires pop?
Yeah.
So front tires is worse to have pop
or
explode than the rear tires, right?
Yes, yes.
How do you control that car?
You pretty much in the mercy of Heavenly Father.
Wait, for one thing, you don't slam on your brakes.
No. But that's the natural instinct. Slam on your brake and flip over. Well, I know.
So can you control it with your steering then?
You just got to try to control it with your steering. That's about all you got. And the faster you're going, the worse it'll do it. So speeding is not good, especially if you don't have good tires, okay? Okay, what's coming up a lot now locally is street outlaw racing, okay? They're watching television. There's a series on TV every Monday called Street Outlaws. And the people here in Hawaii are catching the idea, especially on Oahu, because we have no racetrack. And they're doing street outlaw racing for money. Money. Go look it up on TV. They're betting big bucks. $5,000-$10,000 a run. Okay? So, I know the politicians don't care. They don't look at it until it's their own family that they lose. Then it's too late. As I always said, people always wake up at the funeral. It's too late. Okay? Now, I don't know if all of you heard that the mayor wants to raise the property tax 9%. What about the seniors? The seniors have fixed income. They can't afford 9% or even 1%. So I emailed Carol Fukunaga and told her, go research Oregon. Oregon does not charge property tax to seniors. Oregon runs that state very well. Okay? So check it out. Take care of the seniors. Someday, you all will be seniors too. Electronic rust-proofing device for all your new cars is highly, highly, highly recommended, folks. Get rid of the rust between your panels and underneath the car. Okay? This electronic rust-proofing device, you can get it from Harvey Maeda in Kauai, if you're on Kauai. And Harvey's number on Kauai is 651-2813. He also has that fabulous raw purple oil. And you can get this all from Harvey on Kauai. If you're on Oahu or the other islands, you can call my son Todd at Nita's 847-5554 for all of the good stuff. Okay? 847-5554. Highly recommended to get the electronic rust-proofing device. Okay. So. Uh-oh. Bob is telling me time to leave. He's giving me the hint. Anyway, I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in. Because the calls from you people is what makes the show go. Well, most of all, folks, please, please, get involved and help stop safety check and recon. And help each other. Okay, that's what Hawaii is about. Take care. Please don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha. Thank you.
20.